Mary's just going to be here. Ruth's just going to be here. Cindy's just going to be probably roughly around here. Josh is just going to be like here, but it'll still be here. But I wanted to show the piece on the floor because then the flow of the gallery is a little bit like... In my work, I'm really interested in memory and place, placelessness, and then sort of taking away those things through the use of certain materials.
I use mylar a lot because mylar is like a material that like sort of fades everything else away. You put like a sheet of the mylar that I use on top of any color, it makes that color less bright.
6-foot painting in vertical orientation. It's my head upside down. It's okay if they don't see the head right away. Does that make sense? Visually, I very much have an agenda of that I'm creating an environment, be this continuous space, this space that someone says, hey, that's a Weiss space, or that's, you know, a Charles Birchfield space, a Arthur Dove space, a Picasso space. Does that make sense?
Sorry.
Not too much jibber-jabber around it. If I can't achieve it visually, I really don't see it.
I wish you could drink the water somewhere. No. Oh, this is not for the public. Oh, there's a sign on there. I didn't see that sign. I had this whole debate with my friend where I glibly made this comment where I said, I hate paintings with people in it. She said, that's the kind of work I make. Thanks, asshole. And I was like, oh, I'm such a jerk.
Is there a drinking fountain? Is there a drinking fountain somewhere?
Museums are, like a lot of heritage museums in particular, are very interested in telling a story in order to give those objects and those things life.
But you can also go in there and they have water in there and the cups are right there next to it, right on the counter in the cafe.
And so they're very interested in story, yeah. And I've been trying to figure out what is the kind of story that I could tell with my work. You know?
Do you want to tell stories with
I don't. That's the whole point.
I don't want to avoid... A lot of my favorite artists are figurative artists. I just haven't found the right narrative to facilitate the figure. I'm just not sure what to do with the figure all the time. I'm not sure what it means. And I give pure abstraction a hard time, but I love it.
See what a cuff does? Or the cough? It causes all this trouble.
I like excavation. I like the image to look like it's been through the ringer. Every painting through its construction and build up yields an entropic state that truly is entropic. You know, it's not illustrating entropy. It is like order, disorder, 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 and even the ordered state is more disordered.
You started it.
We can't necessarily trust everything that we remember, but it's all that we have still. You know, and it's still a really beautiful thing that we can't totally trust it to be objective, but it's still totally us. See, this would be more fun if we had some beer. What is the middle of the day? It's tough.
Yeah, definitely.
I gotta go back to work, too. Where are you going after this?